Hello, everybody. I have got a prophetic word for you today. Yes, we are clearly into the month of ER, the month of radiance and blossom. We have stepped into the week where in the year 2448, there was the release of the supernatural provision of the manna from heaven. And that would fall on May 24th, this year. So if you're tracking, that would be in two more days from now. That would be the day that the heavens opened and that supernatural provision in manna was found on the ground right when the Israelites would step out of their tent in the wilderness. Yes, they were in the wilderness. And that word in the wilderness, that word wilderness in the Hebrew is the word midbar. And it is broken down to mean a place of subduing. It's a place where God subdued the people. It's a place where he appointed them. It's a place where he called them to learn sustenance in him. And so the word for this week is that God is mobilizing us in the wilderness. And God mobilized those people, the Israelites, by taking them out of bondage and transferring them to the promised land. And so this was the transference process. So this was part of the mobilization, was to build trust. They had to build their trust in God as their supernatural provision. And so even today, God does the same thing with us in the kingdom. He mobilizes us by teaching us to trust him. And the way that we learn to trust him is through provision. Provision, protection, and acceptance. It is the way that we learn and understand, because it's the three things that we were robbed of in the garden when Adam and Eve ate the forbidden fruit. The enemy got a hold of provision, protection, and acceptance in our souls. He made us need those three things. He made us feel like we were put out of the garden in a curse in such a way that we needed to gain those things. And so here are the Jewish people, the Israelites, held in bondage for all these years, now being released. But within their souls is still the needs for provision, protection, acceptance. These are human needs. They have come from the beginning of man. But Jesus Christ, through his death, burial, and resurrection, defeated sin, death, and the grave, and bought back for us provision, protection, and acceptance. So everything we need has been bought back. So we now have access to heavenly places, places with an S. It's plural. Many places in heaven, many realms in heaven that we have access to. And so when we talk about God mobilizing his people, he's saying, church, I am mobilizing you in this period of time, according to the Hebrew calendar, in the month of ER. I am properly positioning you to understand that I, God, am your sustenance. So he is our sustenance. And so because of that, we have to learn to be sustained in him. We have to learn to receive in him everything that it is that he wants to bless us with. And so I don't know about you, but I'm getting completely encouraged. So I want to read to you some scriptures, because Exodus chapter 16 is the book. Exodus to chapter 16 is where you need to be this week for your readings, because this is exactly where the Israelites were this week. Manna in their front yard as soon as they left their tents. Quail came in the evening, meat in the evening, and manna bread in the morning. Now is a time of mobilization. So I want you to think about yourself, and I want you to think about the fact that this is a time where God is speaking to you about how to mobilize who you are, mobilize the efforts that you're involved in. He's mobilizing his kingdom. You're a part of that. He's calling you to be a part of certain organizations. He's calling you to endeavor to make plans to join him where he's working in certain situations. He's mobilizing you. And one of the antagonists to mobilization is if we continue to try and get our own needs met. This is what he was revealing to the Israelites as he was carrying them across the wilderness. And again, the wilderness is a place of subduing, but the wilderness is a powerful place where God shows us he can be trusted. And so he gives them this manna every day, tells them, you go out and you receive the measure, or the meat, M-E-T-E, that measure of an omer, a certain amount for you and for your family members, just enough for the day. Don't take too much, because if you do, it'll turn to maggots. And take enough for yourself, okay? So there would be enough for the day. And then on the sixth day, you're to take twice as much, because God says, I want you to rest on the seventh day. The seventh day is Shabbat. It's a Sabbath rest. It's a rest in accordance with the Ten Commandments that come down on Mount Sinai on the sixth of Sivan, which is going to happen at the Feast of Pentecost or the Feast of Shavuot, which is going to be around June 12th this year, okay? So they're here in the wilderness between Elim and Sinai, okay? They're right there. And in this place, they're receiving this manna. They're told to get a specific amount, but they're told to practice resting, which means rest means don't work one day a week. So God says, take twice as much on the day before the Sabbath, because on the Sabbath, I want you to rest. He's like, I'm teaching you something. He says, in order for you to fully be mobilized as my people, you have to be able to trust me. Now listen, this is a word for you. In order for you to be fully mobilized in this season, you must learn how to trust God. And God builds trust by showing us that he's met our needs. Not that God has to. He doesn't have to do this at all. He is God. But because he loves us, he wants to show us that he's for us. He's with us. He gives to us. He's a greater giver than we are. He wants to show us the goodness of who he is. So he'll allow us to be in situations where he strengthens us in knowing that no matter what we're going through, he is going to be our source. All right. And so God is our source. So God was their source. So this is a season where God shows you he is your source. And through him being your source, you will be mobilized into the next level effort that he has, not only for you personally, but you as part of the kingdom, as part of the body of Christ, and the direction that God is taking the body of Christ. Come on, I'm getting excited right now. I think I'm just preaching myself happy here, okay? So Exodus chapter 16, I want to read to you verse 26 through 30. So 6 days they gathered the manna, but on the seventh day, which is the Sabbath, there should be no gathering that day. Okay, it's not they can't eat. They should have gathered it all on the day before. Shabbat, they gather nothing. And it came to pass that some of the people went out on the seventh day to gather, and they found that there was no provision that day. So their own flesh, their own fear, their own concern caused them to go out and do something that God said, do not do, because I've given you enough the day before. This day, I want you to rest. I want you to honor me on this day. But listen, our flesh is so programmed to move, 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 that we don't rest when God tells us to rest. All right. So they were not resting. The only way to enter his rest is to fully believe him and fully trust him. That's Hebrews chapter 4. So here we find them, some disobey and they go out on the seventh day. And the Lord says to Moses, how long will these people refuse to keep my commandments and my laws? So God's upset because some of them said, hey, my flesh, I can't. I'm not sure I trust God. I'm greedy. I mean, I have enough for the sixth day and the seventh day, but I got to go out and get more. Come on, I'm talking to somebody right now. Verse 29. See, for that the Lord has given you the Sabbath. This is what Moses and Aaron say. The Lord has given you the Sabbath. Therefore, he gives you on the sixth day the bread for 2 days, that every man should abide in his place, abide with God in his place. Let no man go out of his place on the seventh day. And the people rested on the seventh day. So they learned a lesson. Now listen, Shabbat is very, very important. I have lots of teachings on the power of Shabbat. When you learn to rest in God, He will be your provision. See, part of this is a test. It's a test, and they were tested in the wilderness. In Matthew chapter 4, Jesus was tested in the wilderness. The wilderness is the place of subduing, but it is also the place that is the preparation for your promotion. All right. Some say it is a semi-promotion. Okay. See, the great promotion is when you're on the mountaintop. However, it takes a wilderness to get to a mountain. It takes a valley to get to the mountain on top. And so this is our time. We come through Passover and now we're headed toward the Feast of Shavuot. This is a time where we're counting the Omer. The Omer is the manna. We're counting our blessings every day. 49 blessings every day from Passover until Shavuot. That's what counting the Omer means. If you get my book, 365 Prophetic Revelations from the Hebrew Calendar, you're going to see in there I talk about counting the Omer. It's counting your blessings. What are the blessings? Supernatural provision from God. Come on, let's count our blessings right now. Lord, I thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus for all the blessings coming today, the blessings coming tomorrow, and the next day. See, when the portal of supernatural provision is open, and it is during this time, because it was for the Israelites during this time. This is a supernatural portal. Supernatural provision is coming to you, and God is mobilizing you, and He is using the wilderness to do it. So if you felt that things have slowed down, if you're like, Ash, what's going on with my job? You know, what's going on with my relationships? Things don't seem to be moving. Guess what? They're moving, all right? They're moving. God is mobilizing you during the time that He's subduing you. He's changing your soul so that He can enlarge your territory. See, He has to subdue our soul. He's to get us into a place of obedience and submission so then He can launch us out into the enlargement that God has for us. So God wants you to see large, live large in the realm of no restriction, in the realm of supernatural provision, while He works on your soul and subdues you into a place of believing Him so that your next plan of action that He gives you will be able to be accomplished because you've believed God enough for the moment that you're in. Come on, somebody needs to write that down. These are important times and seasons, and you're in it right now. So I'm going to encourage you. The rest of the summer, I want you to practice Shabbat. I want you to practice one day a week. Come on, it's like fasting. Instead of fasting and not eating food, fast your work. Don't do work one day and watch what bubbles up. Oh my goodness. You're going to be like, I got to do something. I got to do something. I got to do something. Listen, that's just your flesh from your human nature, from being birthed in the natural that is screaming out, I need to go do something, right? When God's saying, listen, rest in me, because the next day after you rest, boom, I'm going to launch you way beyond where you could have gotten on your own. That is one of the things He was trying to reach to teach the Israelites. He said, listen, I'll bring you what you need, and then you'll have the strength for the next day when I tell you to go forth. How many of you want the strength for the next day to go forth? Mobilization is in the wilderness. If you want greater enlargement, you learn to be subdued during this time, then God will branch you out. Now listen, we are coming in to Tishri in October. That would be 6 months from Passover. Things double during that time. This is the time that God will strengthen you. God will reinforce you. God will properly position you with dreams, visions, desires. You need to journal. You need to write things down. You need to get into alignment with Him. He's going to provide you with the supernatural provision that you need every day so that He can take you to the expanse. The expanse is the heavenly places. The expanse is the greater than. The expanse is where he takes you to superabundancy. But He's got to subdue you so you can get to those places. Come on, I'm talking from experience here. I'm somebody that lives in the realms of the ascension. I live in this place. I live in third heaven reality on a daily basis. This place here, I am very familiar with, but I'm familiar with it as the soulish realms. This is the spirit realms. We're seated with Christ in heavenly places. It's plural. There's multiple places that are there. But listen, I want to learn to be super strong here. And the only way to do that is during the wilderness times to listen to the Lord and to be subdued by Him, to be calm and quiet when He says to be, to not produce one day a week, to not to gain, not to greed, right? I'm talking to somebody right now. See, they got greedy. They kept trying to gain. They couldn't stop gaining. And God said, listen, one day a week, I don't want you to gain anything. I want you to see that I'm your giver. See, we get mobilized in a place of enlargement when we realize how much of a giver God is. He is a huge giver. And he chose to be a giver. And he chose for us to be the recipients of his giving. He did that with the Israelites. He's doing that with you now. You are the recipient of his giving. Come on, you need to write that down right now. You are the recipient of his giving. You're talking about the king of the universe who has more resources, a thousand cattle on a hill, right? I mean, he's got so much, right? He's got more than we can ever imagine. We are the product of all that he has. And so he says, I want to give you more. But can you be trusted with more? The only way we're trusted with more is when we can manage our daily provision from God, and we can manage it according to his commandments, and we can manage it the way he wants us to manage it, and we can manage it without worry. We can manage it without fear. We can manage it without being, what am I going to do with it, or where am I going to go, blah, blah, blah. But it's just a natural flow, and we pick it up and we use what is, knowing there's going to be enough for tomorrow and enough for the next day. And if he says sit still with him and read his word and be with him, there'll be enough for the day after. Come on, mobilization is in the wilderness, and God is mobilizing us now. That's a word for now. Hallelujah. Somebody share this with a friend. God is mobilizing you. And one of the ways he's doing it is he's subduing you in the wilderness. Just lift up your hands and say, Lord, I just receive my manna today. I count my blessings today. I receive all that you have to give me today. And Lord, I thank you that this week I will rest knowing that you are a great giver, and I can trust you for all provision in the mighty name of Jesus. Come on, somebody needs to trust him right now. Somebody high five me. Hoo, 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 high five me. He can be trusted. He can be trusted. Now test yourself. Maybe instead of fasting a meal, you just fast a day of work. Whoa, I'm telling you, it's going to blow your mind. You want to watch your soul just freak out if you can't produce something? Some of you are going to be like, yeah, I can't wait for a day rest. But some of you are going to be like, when that morning comes and it's the time of the seventh day and you're called to rest, and you're like, I can't do it. I can't rest. I got to do this. I got to do that. Blah, blah, blah. That's the kind of fast you need to be on, is one day a week just sitting. You're going to find out so much about yourself. So Lord, I thank you for my friend today, what you will reveal to them on the Sabbath day, on the Shabbat. If you're Jewish people celebrate Shabbat Friday night at sundown to Saturday night at sundown. Christians usually celebrate it on Sunday morning, all the way until Monday morning when they have to go in, okay? The real Shabbat is Friday night to Saturday night, all right? It's the Gregorian calendar, and it's Constantine that moved the Christians to Sunday. But listen, Christian, Messianic Jew, Jewish, however you look at yourself, bottom line is you need one day a week of rest. And this means one day away from producing to gain. That's the key. That's what Shabbat is all about. Do not produce to gain, okay? Sit, read, receive, position yourself, and God will move you. Whew. He will move you. He will accelerate you. He is mobilizing you now in this time of rest. So enter his rest in the mighty name of Jesus. All right, grab a hold of my book, 365 Prophetic Revelations from the Hebrew Calendar. You want to walk with me through ER every day? Come on, get a copy of that. You can go to my website at CandiceSmithman.com. I also have teachings online that can be downloaded all about why should Christians celebrate the Hebrew calendar? What is it about these various feasts? You want to learn about the Feast of Shavuot coming up on the 6th of Sivan, which is June 12th, then go ahead and get a copy of my downloads on my website at CandiceSmithman.com. All right, how about joining me for my ascension class? Yes, you want to learn to ascend. You want to learn the keys to accessing the supernatural provision, the keys to resting in heavenly places, the keys to stepping out, accelerating, and living large in a mighty capacity, and supernatural signs, miracles, and wonders. Then come join me for Ascend. Every single month, the next one is Tuesday, June 18th at 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. And you just simply go on my website. You'll see a rotating banner. You can sign up there. The discount code is SA1. Put that in. It'll slash the price for you. I want you to come and join me monthly. I want to get to know you. You can get to know me. It is my Glory Road community. All right, everybody be blessed. Share this with a friend. And remember, the wilderness is not such a bad thing. It's a time where you learn how great God is. All right, I'll see you next week. Be blessed.